Well, hey, boys.
Sports Radio 610 presents
another
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Did I hit the wrong button?
That was live, son.
That's live, baby. We're discussing some
things to come for the Drive family.
That's right. Some things to come for the Drive family, as Tyler said. 713-572-4610. We appreciate you jumping in with this 5 o'clock fire coming up in just a bit. The Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs. We've done the concern meter for the last couple of weeks leading into training camp of AFC contending teams. And I'm wondering where you are. We've done most of them. We talked about the Ravens. We talked about the Bills. We've talked about some of the top teams. When you see the Chiefs, when you think about the Chiefs, who have been the class of the AFC, I will not hear any of your lying texts that say that you did not have concern about the Chiefs before.
Oh, thank you.
You're liars. And it's silliness. It's like a Royals fan saying they had no concern about the Astros over the last half decade. No, they've been the best team in baseball. You've had concerns. Now, where is it at now? What is the level of concern? And to be honest with you, with their coach and their quarterback, you're going to have some level of concern. Do you still view the Chiefs as the same, whew, we got to play our A game? Because I feel like going into games, Tyler, is that the thought? Over the past several years, when you've played the Chiefs, and they played the Chiefs in the regular season multiple times in this stretch and in the playoffs, it felt like the Texans got to have an A-game type of performance.
Oh, yeah. They're the top tier of the NFL. They're in the top tier of the NFL, especially the AFC, for sure.
Last year, they stunk it up. They were 6-11. They had some injuries. They had some age. There's some stuff. They've had to retool some things. They got Kenneth Walker, was probably their big offseason move, getting the new running back. They had two first-round picks in the draft. They got the best, many people believe, the best corner in the draft. They moved up to 6 to get him. They got Peter Woods, who was the number one college football player coming into the to his college career at Clemson. And then R. Mason Thomas, another edge rusher from Oklahoma. Those are top three picks. They've retooled their team, but still at the heart of it, Clint, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, they are still there. What's your feeling when you see the Chiefs now from a Texans perspective?
I got a 7. And it's specifically for precisely for the reason you mentioned out of the gate, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. I'll never doubt those guys. I've got them at a 7 out of respect for them. I don't have a whole lot of faith in the team. I like Kenneth Walker, Ron. I like Creed Humphrey. I'm sorry. I like Trey Smith. Josh Simmons, I think I saw a picture of him the other day, looks like a Greek god.
Yeah, if he can stay, if he can play.
Yeah, I mean, so look, there's a lot to like, but if their plan moving forward is to have a more predominant run game, thank you. I would love for them to turn around and put the ball in Kenneth Walker's hands instead of give it to Pat all day long. I would love for the approach and for them to waste time, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't say waste because it could be really good. Even if it's good, even if it's successful, I would rather them turn around and have a successful run game and spend reps and energy and effort throughout, getting that run game going, other than having to deal with what we dealt with over the last handful of seasons with Pat Mahomes back there working his magic, throwing it all over the park in that freestyle fashion that he has. So, I don't have a lot of faith in their pass catchers. Rashee Rice, I don't even know if he's going to be available at this point in time. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, his is a bomb. Lot more of his availability.
Yeah,
he's just kind of a knucklehead.
Yeah, right. And look, knuckleheads like that, even if they do stay out of trouble long enough to get on the field, typically don't take care of their body, so they're probably going to be injured. And so, not that the last one wasn't just a freak injury, but knuckleheads typically are knuckleheads and cause problems. And so I don't really like what they kind of how they've armed Pat from a pass game perspective. And I would greatly appreciate them spend time trying to run the football. So I'm at a 7 out of respect for the greatness that is Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not
So it sounds like you don't look at this and feel like a Super Bowl type team.
Well, I'll never doubt them because it's, again, of those two guys. They can when you got those two guys, you can make a run. You can overcome, you know, some crazy odds, you know, if need be. So I'm not going to doubt those guys. But, yeah, I don't look at this team and go, yeah, boy, they are locked and loaded and ready to make a run in the way that you look at some other teams. I think that, you know, maybe times are changing in Kansas City, and I'm not overly concerned about them, but I'm giving them a 7. I'm giving them a 7.
Frank, you're wondering where we're at. Chiefs couldn't hold Tank Dell. Tank went out early in the third quarter with 100 receiving yards. My only concern for the Texans playing the Chiefs are the refs. Mahomes has been on a slide for the last 2 years. The Chiefs don't scare me. The Texans have played and now competed with the best except for the Ravens. The Ravens are the only team that scares me. My thought with the Chiefs is they just have questions right now. And to me, you know, this team has for a long time really operated, and your feeling on this team was about Patrick Mahomes. And right now that is the greatest question. He has not missed anything. He seems to be, in a crazy way, on track to play and start the season. There was question with how late he got injured. He got injured in week 14 last year and tore an ACL and an LCL, two ligaments in his knee. But he has been at all OTAs. He has been at all mandatory mini camps, and they expect him to be right there. And he expects to go in training camp. So I think a lot of it, to me, centers around where he is. I think they have actually made some improvements on their team. And from the receiving thing, I think they are probably a team that's primed to add one of these veterans that are out here. And the one they've been connected to the most is the one that they used to have on their team in Tyreek Hill. Who knows how healthy he'll be or how long it'll take. But I don't think they're done at the receiving spot. But some of their defensive moves, they needed to improve their pass rush. I think they feel like they've done that. They need to get younger in the secondary. I feel like they feel like they have done that. So there are some good spots, but I think it all centers around how long will it take for us to see the Patrick Mahomes that has been the guy that's made up for deficiencies across the roster, right? This is not they've had worse receiving cores, where MVS and a rookie Rashee Rice won a Super Bowl with that is a group, a team that had the most drops in the NFL and still, you know, won a Super Bowl. So we've seen them get to a space, but a lot of that has had to do with how good Mahomes and how good Andy Reid is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think the Texans should be scared of them. And to me, I don't even, as I said, I think the Ravens are the team that seems to give the Texans the most problems. But, I mean, again, with as you said, those two dudes up top, the winning culture that they have, Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones, who's a problem, those, you know, they create a situation. Right?
Well, I think the you know, we've seen them in their prime change their identity and win Super Bowls with multiple identities, as you mentioned. I do wonder. Father Time is starting to creep, obviously, on Travis Kelce. Yeah, and you know, Pat Mahomes with the injury. Father Time obviously is going to play a part in that, obviously. So, you know, I wonder if it's not just the changing of the identity that we've seen them have success with as much as it is that, coupled with, hey man, there's Father Time, coupled with, hey man, the roster offensively again is not what maybe it once was when they were all young and dumb, if you know what I mean. So that's the one thing for me in Kansas City. I ain't doubting them. I mean, I ain't betting against them, but I'm just not as concerned as I would be if they were all fresh.
I think there's an argument their biggest offseason move is getting Eric Bieniemy as the coordinator back.
Yeah.
Just kind of overall, if you hear some of them talk about they were really loose a lot with penalties, especially offensively. The focus seemed to be out. There's a thought that he may be the personal accompany of Rashee Rice himself, right, to try to help things. But that they're trying to, I guess, go back to get some of the old school roots they had when they were really in their prime and bringing Eric Bieniemy back, who also has had some stops. He was just in Chicago with Ben Johnson and that passing or that running game, yeah, which he was already a really good running back coach to begin with. So their run game should improve with Walker and his addition.
You think about it, you add that intensity on a day-to-day basis from a coaching perspective to a team that didn't just win a Super Bowl, but they were 6-11.
Yeah,
that's got to be a lot easier to coach that team and that 6-11 than one that just come off of a Super Bowl. So could be a beautiful. I would say marriage, but I guess they're circling back and gonna get this thing back, get the band back together.
They've got more questions than they have had in years, and the biggest question is their quarterback, which has not been a major question. By the way, did y'all hear that? Michael Irvin is gonna be contributing to the Home Run Derby coverage for Netflix.
I did not see that. What is he gonna bring to that?
I will be watching
that. Does that reel you in a little bit more?
Oh, yeah.
It's such an awkward fit. I'm interested.
Mike said, I'm looking forward to going out and being around and showcasing the Home Run Derby for Netflix and interviewing guys to bring them on my White House show and everything Irvin said. I know it's Philadelphia, so I've got to walk amongst them, but I'm willing. Let them know I come in peace. You can just hear him say it. Are they going to have him with a mic interviewing people?
I don't know, but I got a feel it's going to start pretty low key, and then by the end of the night he's going to be sweating profusely, screaming, running around the field.
He's going to pick the guy.
Oh, no doubt.
Whatever it is that they do with Jameis, I feel like they should do with Mike. However, Fox does a great job of how they use and deploy Jameis Winston. I feel like. But that is just odd. Who could set up a Netflix and say, hey, man, let's get Michael Irvin a part of this whole run derby? Damn it, you're dying to compete.